It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal. A great band. That's Ted Heath and his band from Britain, and the Elks Parade, song written by Bobby Sherwood, who fronted a band as well, and later was a disc jockey on the radio. He was a television performer, both in Los Angeles and in New York City. Bobby Sherwood, the Elks Parade. Here on Radio Munson, hour number two, we're off and running. Here's a great band that came up in the 1930s. And on one memorable night, on a swing through the Midwest, played for dancers at O'Neill Park. But it wasn't called O'Neill Park then. I think it was O'Neill's Pasture or something like that. And they had a dance floor out there. I don't even remember if it was covered. I think it was covered, but maybe the sides were not closed. Anyway, people who were there on the west side of Bloomington that night said they could not believe the leader of this band. It was a great band, but the leader stood up there with a baton and led the band and danced around the bandstand and also sang. And when he sang in sometimes just gibberish almost. And when he did pronounce words, they were slang words. They were hepcat words. And that came naturally because Cab Calloway was the original Hepcat. Here's a sample of his work fronting his own band in 1934.
Hey, don't be among the late ones. Change your dancing ways. Keep up with the up-to-date ones and learn that brand new craze. Listen, bow, you gotta swing and grab your gal and do that thing. Learn that chick time dance they call hot razzmatazz. No excuse for dignity, just get loose and follow me. Swing your partners one and all to hot razzmatazz. I'm here to bet you it's gonna get you, it soon will hedge your lips. Oh, what a rhythm, it's got a rhythm that your feet cannot resist. It sends you young and all over it. How to go for it. On the floor, they go for more for hot your ass.
Cab Calloway, he was an American original. And he had a really talented band. That was Chew Berry playing that saxophone solo. And I don't know who the trombonist was. The drummer was Cozy Cole. And the trumpet belonged to Jonah Jones. Jonah Jones, who had a second career later. He started using a mute as in his trumpet as sort of his signature sound, and had a great career selling albums for Capitol Records through the 1960s. One of the albums he did included singer Dakota Staton and Jonah Jones with his muted trumpet putting on The Late Late Show.
It's cozy in the park tonight when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees. See the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow. He's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kiss, kiss, ooh, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the Late Late Show. Park tonight when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees. See the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow. should be dreaming, starting chirping a song while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight, and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, 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 at the Late Late Show.
Dakota Staton with Jonah Jones. In 1964, pop star Sam Cooke was an established artist, so he tried his hand at the Copacabana nightclub.
All the moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and for me. Flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours and they're mine. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free. Moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They glitter there for you and me. Flowers in spring, the robin that sing, sunbeam to shine, all of yours and of mine, y'all. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free. All of the good things, every one of the better things, the best things in life, they are free.
The great Sam Cooke opening at the Copacabana nightclub in New York, New York, 1964. If that song and that rendition sounds familiar, that's because it's used these days in a Walmart commercial. Oh, Swinging at the Famous Door, done by the Duke Hiker Swing Band from New Orleans. I mean, some guys that are on a lot of recordings down in New Orleans, but featuring Duke Hiker's trumpet. Let's do one more. This features Banu Gibson, the belle of the ball down in Los Angeles, singing those traditional songs. And she has Duke Hiker doing a little solo. Dave Sager takes a trombone solo, and Tom Fisher on tenor saxophone.
Sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? Why do you grieve? Try and believe. Life is always so. Your fears, smile through your tears. When you're sad, it makes me feel the same as you. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. We'll be right back.
trombonist Cy Zentner and his band that came along in the 1960s and the Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Here on Radio Munson, email address don.munson@comcast.net. Let me hear from you. Here's a song that was written by Lionel Hampton along with Sonny Burke, featuring Jerry Mulligan on baritone saxophone and the great Cleo Lane.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis, suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. Explain the silver rain that found me, or was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me, or was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me, suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Such a night, it's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine, and we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and we saw the midnight sun. We saw the midnight sun.
Of the universe around me.
me. Oh, was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me, and the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight star. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't really quite believe. That lovely midnight sun. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. There was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame may dwindle and the stars forget to shine. We'll see the meadow in December, I see white and crystalline. But darling, always I'll remember when your lips are close to mine, and we saw the midnight sun. Yes, we saw the midnight sun.
Jerry Mulligan's baritone saxophone with Dame Cleo Lane and her husband John Dankworth and his British band. It's a great song and a great set of lyrics. Johnny Mercer came along after that tune was written and wrote the lyrics to a tune written by Sonny Burke and the great Lionel Hampton, a multi-talented guy. They always say Lionel Hampton was the first guy to play the vibraphone in a jazz setting, and the first person to play the vibraphone on a recording. The recording was in 1930 with Louis Armstrong's band.
Every sunset too, babe, seems to be bringing me memories of you. Now, honey, here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, oh, and they're all just recall memories of you, baby. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Rosary of tears, baby, oh Lord. Your face beams in my dreams. In spite of all I do, oh baby, everything seems to ring. Memories of you. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong, 1930, with Lionel Hampton, first ever vibraphone solo on a recording. Here on Radio Munson, I talked about Lionel Hampton being a multi-talented guy. He got together 10 years after the recording we just heard, this would be 1940, to do a tribute song to his favorite disc jockey, Al Jarvis, who was a Los Angeles guy, and who later became quite the TV personality in L.A., as he was paired on a daytime show with a young aspiring girl actress named Betty White. Anyway, Al Jarvis was the man of the hour in Los Angeles in 1940. Nat King Cole had his trio there and accompanied Hamp on Vibes and a song for Mr. Jarvis, and it featured a little vocalizing by Hamp and Nat Cole and Oscar Moore, his guitarist. Lionel Hampton with Nat King Cole and his trio featuring Oscar Moore playing guitar, jiving with Jarvis, here on Radio Munson. You've probably heard the stories of Lionel Hampton playing the piano. He was a great drummer, but also a great piano player. And his specialty was to play the piano with just the index finger of each hand, much like he'd use mallets on a vibraphone. Here he is at the keyboard, the piano keyboard this time, doing I Found a New Baby. Thank you. That's one of the Glenn Miller Orchestra's lively arrangements done by Bill Finnegan of a song that came out of the 1920s, so it was already 20 years old by the time that Finnegan got a hold of it for the Glenn Miller Band. It's called Runnin' Wild, and that means, in the parlance of Radio Munson, that just means that we're trying to stay awake until 9 o'clock Central Time tonight. I mean, that man, that's runnin' wild. Here's a thing that June Christie recorded. June Christie and arranger Pete Rugolo were in the Stan Kenton Band at the same time. And when June Christie left the band, she hired Rugolo to arrange several of the albums she recorded as a solo artist. One of those albums featured Pete Rugolo's band and his arrangements of songs that June had sung when she was with Stan Kenton, including this one.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too, until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night will shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, how high the moon. Do you do 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 you do do ya do be do 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 ya do do be do be do bop. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too, until it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, I'll hide the moon. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon.
June Christie with Pete Rugolo's band. Here's a song that pianist Earl Hines recorded with his band.
Never leave me, I'll be always on always wonder, oh baby, my love for you, why you made me learn to forget all those things that could keep us apart. Why, Rosetta, never leave me, I'll be always a wonder for you.
Father Hines first recorded that tribute to Rosetta back in, I think, 1934. And on this subsequent recording, Trummy Young was the guy doing the vocal. Here on Radio Munson, we only have a week of summer left. A week from tomorrow is when we change seasons. What are you going to remember about this past summer? Nancy Wilson is going to remember all of it.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. That we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long.
Nancy Wilson with George Shearing's quintet, looking back over her shoulder at the summer. Tempus fugit, if I remember my Latin. Tempus fugit, time flies. Yeah. When you're having fun. I don't know how to translate that into Latin. There was a song that I referenced earlier in the show that I thought was a World War I song. I always thought that this song that Sidney Bechet did called Si tu vois ma mère, translated If You See My Mother, was a song of being apart from your family during World War I. But it's not. He wrote it and recorded it in 1952. Still, I think it's a keeper.
Thank you.
Orleans soprano saxophonist supreme, Sidney Bechet, wrote and recorded that song in 1952, Si tu vois ma mère, if you see my mother. Well, Sidney Bechet spent much of his life in France and is buried, in fact, in Paris. That'll wrap up another edition of Radio Munson from Bloomington Normal this evening. And pleased to be with you here on another Thursday in the late, late, late summer. Or is it early fall to you? I'll see you next Thursday night. Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the weather.